During times of isolation and loneliness, or maybe moments of doubt as to our purpose, we often turn to Psalm chapter 139 for comfort. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb, and I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. When searching to see God, we need look no further than our inward parts to see the handiwork of God. But consider for a moment, those same divine fingerprints are within each of us. Those you love and those, well, you don't love as much. God can be seen in each of us. So have you considered that is where you should start looking? This meditation from 1 John chapter 4 will help you discover that the same God you see in the handiwork of your life is the God you can also see in the lives of others, the God seen in the lives of those you love, and in the lives that you need to learn to love a bit more. So to begin, whether at dawn or dusk, allow your eyes to begin to softly close as you take these next 15 minutes divine meditation to see God more clearly, to see Him within the lives you love and the lives, well, you don't yet. Now, with your eyes now closed, notice your pulse slowing, your breathing become more relaxed as you begin to encounter God at loving rest within you. Center on this place of reflection, this time of guidance, in this present moment of love from God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from 1 John chapter 3. As I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, let me see you. Lord God, by this let me know love. And God, let me see you there. Lord God, that Christ laid down his life for me. And God, let me see you there too. Lord God, so I ought to lay down my life for others. And then, Heavenly Father, I will see you. Now simply continue to breathe. And to pause and to reflect on seeing God within you. He is at rest within you. He is at work within you. So search for Him, follow Him, and see Him as you whisper, God, let me see you. Do you trust that God is within you, the creator of the handiwork that is you? The maker of the planets is the maker of you. Do you know that? Do you believe that? Do you know, too, that the maker of the planets is the maker of those you love? Now, do you know that the author of time and all of creation can be seen in those you may not yet love? Be honest with your answers to him. He already knows. Don't feel guilt or shame over your thoughts and confessions, but rather allow your mind to center back on the love of God. center on his handiwork. Seeing him at work inside of all of creation. See it clearly now. Center two on your breathing. Remembering God is the source of your breath. Right now, just breathe in the breath of God. Encounter him there. See him as your belly rises and falls. As you see him within you, can you accept that he is also within those you are angry with? Thoughts of anger or resentment may float by, but celebrate those thoughts. Let them be reminders to center your thoughts back on seeing the love of God within all of his creation. Allow your thoughts to drift easily from anger back to love, from hate to now embracing the sight of a loving God. Continue as you soak deeper into the presence of God through his loving word, seeing him in this first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle John. He was making the point that the Spirit of God resides within the flesh of each of us, no matter how we may feel towards others. So savor each word for you from John through the Holy Spirit. From 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, from the New International Version. To you, my friend, remember that if you claim to love God, as I know you do, yet say you hate your brother or sister, then, well, you're a liar. If you do not love your brother and sister, whom you have seen, then you cannot love God, whom you have not yet seen. Was that convicting? How did the words affect you? Listen once more from Holy Scripture. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Be mindful of your breathing here as you take this next minute and contemplate this simple truth. That if you love God, then you must love others. If you don't love others, who are all of God's creation, then how can you love God? How can you love God yet not love all of his creation? Let that be your reflection in this meditation. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be your prayer. A prayer to see God in others, in all of his creation. Dear Lord God, I often cry out so that everyone will hear that I love God. But help me remember that if I say that yet hate my brother or sister, then I'm a liar. If I don't love my brother and sister, whom I have seen, how can I love you, whom I have not yet seen? This commandment I have from you, that he who loves God must love his brother also. I pray this truth to you now, and in the name of your precious Son. Amen. For the next minute, let these words become yours in a simple time of private prayer, and if need be, a time too of confession. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it this time. What do you see, taste, smell, and hear from within the English Standard Version? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Love because he first loved us. But if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, well, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. What did you encounter in this passage? How did the Holy Spirit convict you? While resting in imaginative contemplation, let's return to Psalm chapter 139. And I'll be honest, this may be hard. There is no judgment if you want to skip ahead, but I want you to try something. I want you to think of someone that you're angry with. Is there hatred in your heart towards someone? Well, picture them right now. Whisper their name. And listen as I read Psalm 139, but let it be about them, not you. Whisper their name as you whisper this acknowledgement. God, you formed their inward parts. God, you knit them together in their mother's womb, too. God, they are fearfully and wonderfully made. They are wonderful works of yours. So heal my heart to love once more. Transform my soul to love them well. So take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on your love for all of God's creation. Pray here for God to transform your mind to that of Christ's and celebrate your love for God and your love for those you once hated. Thank you. stay here for a while longer, centering on seeing God in His creation, praying, God, let me see you. Seeing God through His love for each of His children. As God transforms your mind into the mind of Christ, be mindful of how your perspective changes. How does your love grow? And is there someone in your life that also may harbor feelings of hatred towards another? How can you help them see God in the midst of their anger? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for moments to see God, to see Him in all of His creation, to intentionally look for evidence of divine handiwork both in you and around you, to see the divine in those you love and those you hopefully will begin to love once again. For it will be then and there you will truly see and encounter the presence of God. So let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember that when you claim to love God, you must also claim to love others. Do not say you love God who you don't see while hating others you do see. You don't want to be called a liar. Now may the sight of Christ, the discovery of the Holy Spirit, and an encounter with your Heavenly Father be what sustains you now and always. Amen.